Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mike McCarthy Show, where an off-season of change is already underway. And Mike, Ted Thompson, making the transition to senior advisor. Now, you two have won a boatload of games together. Your reaction to the change?
I would say it's definitely, bittersweet. I think any time you have a relationship and especially a successful relationship that Ted and I have had. You don't like to see the change, but this is an opportunity for him to step into the next phase of his professional life. So, I'm excited for him, but I'm also, keeping things in perspective. It's different than the message I gave to the football team on Tuesday morning. I think it's important to recognize Ted and what he's accomplished here. And every man in that team meeting room, including myself, was brought here, by Ted Thompson.
Mike, there's also been a lot of talk about your coaching staff, including yourself, who apparently quietly signed a one-year extension during this past football season. Could you talk about that a little bit?
Very thankful. Jessica and I are always very appreciative of our opportunity here in Green Bay. So dealing with contracts during the season is a bit of a challenge, and October was a busy month for our football team. So, but just excited that we know that we'll be here for at least two more years.
Mike, how are you looking at this season, this team, in retrospect?
Well, retrospect, I had an opportunity to talk to a lot of players, the majority of our players on Tuesday. We haven't really started with the coaches. It's still a little numbing being in this spot in January. But, this is a team that there's certain patterns that each team takes. I think the work ethic of this football team is very, very high. We really practiced the right way the last couple months. It took us a little longer than some of the other teams that I've had to get the coordination, the in-sync of our young players, particularly with our veteran players. It's something that you always look for, that, that gap coming together close. So I think it's important to try to learn from that. We put such an incredible amount of energy and time and expertise in the off-season program because, our roster always being so young, and we didn't hit it as good as we've hit it in past years. So you got to learn from that. The injury is a concern. We have a pattern here the last 2 years that it's a challenge. So you just keep evaluating. But at the end of the day, we have a standard here. We didn't hit it, and that's a big part of our evaluation, and we'll apply that to improvement. So we have to improve. That's always the focus this time of year, regardless of the finish, and we have a lot of work to do.
Mike, three overtime victories, never happened before in Green Bay. Three comebacks of 14 or more points, never happened before in Green Bay. That says something about your football team, doesn't it?
I think it says a lot about our football team. I think it says even more about our culture and just the way we go about it. You're talking about a lot of men with a lot of character. I mean, just to get yourself in those spots, it's football, and it gets tough. There's different challenges each and every year, but if there's definitely a team that had probably some of the most gratifying victories in my time here, this was clearly one of them.
Mike, you mentioned talking to the other players and the players in your exit interviews. Do you leave everybody with kind of a parting message? Is there kind of a common denominator for everybody?
I would say that the common denominator, I have different topics I talk to each and every one of them about, but, I think it's important to thank them for the sacrifice that they've made. The sacrifice that their family makes to go through an NFL season. These guys put so much into this, starting back in April. So you go through that. But, it's really an opportunity to improve, to get their input, their response. Anytime you sit down and have a 45-minute conversation with one of your players, it's a positive experience. So you wish you had more time as a head coach to do that. I know it's always frustrating for me because I don't spend the time with the defensive players like I do the offensive players. That's clearly a void in my coaching responsibility that I evaluate each and every year. So, this is the time to have those conversations, reevaluate job description, job responsibility, and more importantly, get yourself into the evaluation phase and get ready for the application phase, and that will start when the players get back in April.
Thank you, Mike. Going in and out of breaks tonight, memorable moments from the 2017 Packers season. Enjoy.
Football to the 12-yard line of Dallas, 16 seconds ago in the game. They work on situations like this every day in practice. Gets the snap, looking, throws left side of the end zone, leaping, grabs
yes!
the ball, to Adams.
Yes!
Touchdown, Green Bay! Aaron Rodgers has done it again!
What a play at such a critical moment.
Winston under center, first and 10. Play action, Winston back to throw, pump fakes once, now he's hit, and he gets up the football, and it's taken on the play, down the left sideline, it is Dean Lowry, and it's American Pharoah at the Belmont, no one will catch him, touchdown Green Bay, 61 yards! And a rare Lambeau leap into the north end zone for a defensive lineman, that doesn't happen every day, my goodness.
Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. And, Mike, let's play fun with numbers. And one of your numbers from this past season was rushing average, 4.5 yards per carry. That was fifth in the National Football League. Now, your bell cow going in was Ty Montgomery. You lose him for the season, and you have two rookies, and yet you're among the league leaders. How did that happen?
I think it was the offensive line, Larry.
Oh, yeah. Really? Well, like I said, fun with numbers.
Did James Campen send that one in? Or
no,
I mean,
was
that,
no, I just made it up.
Okay, good. No, hey, I mean, I think really the last couple of years, we're doing a really good job up front. I think our scheme's evolved. The run blocking unit, they're doing a heck of a job. It starts up front. I mean, you got to give our running backs a lot of credit. We had, you know, two rookies contribute to that. You know, Ty Montgomery was rolling there at the beginning of the year, so definitely a real positive on offense.
Mike, Aaron Rodgers misses, for all intents and purposes, 10 games. And yet, as an offense, you finished third in red zone efficiency, mm-hmm. scoring touchdowns, 26 out of your 42 possessions, almost 62%. How do you do that without Aaron Rodgers?
Well, I think you have to look through the game planning and how it's installed and really doing a good job kind of staying to the you know, the red zone concepts. I thought we did a much better job of that this year than past years. Because, you know, you get into situational offense, and I'm talking about third down, short yards, goal line, red zone, you can have a tendency to maybe try to do too much schematically. I thought our volume was really tight this year, and I thought our guys, you know, Brett Hundley and the perimeter guys and obviously up front did a really good job down in that area. So it's not only in the red zone. I thought, you know, third down there, we were doing a pretty good job for the first half of the season. But I really liked the game planning and the preparation part of it. I thought we clearly improved in that area.
Mike, let's go to the defensive side of the ball. Opponents' rushing average, 3.9, eighth in the National Football League. Could you talk about the keys to that performance?
9-on-7 every week, Larry. I mean, I think our guys really bought into the 9-on-7 drill on Thursday. They're probably chuckling, but I don't think they watch the show. But if they are, they know what I'm talking about. But I feel that padded practice really carries into the Sunday prep. So I think, you know, you're seeing run defense, run offense. We're really clearly strengths of our football team. I've always felt that, you know, the way you play run defense, where you run the football, the way you cover kicks, whether it's punts or kickoff, those are that is a, you know, that's a look at the character and the intensity and the play style of your football team. Those are opportunities to really show the way you play. So I have to give a lot of credit to our players there.
Thank you, Mike. Coming up, the head coach on the telestrator. Don't go away.
Snap to Rodgers, looking downfield, penalty marker down, rainbows the left side, Geronimo Morales, he's got it, the 40, the 30, he cuts it back to the 20, down the left sideline to the 15, to the 10, and grabbed down inside the 10 at the Cincinnati 7-yard line, Geronimo Morales, 71 yards.
Here's the snap, the placement, the kick is to the uprights,
it is,
yes, yes,
it
yes.
Is good. Mason Crosby delivers the dagger, and the Packers win in overtime, 27-24.
Through the 2017 Touchdowns for Charity program, Sargento Cheese will be donating $40,000 to the Hunger Task Force and $20,000 to Paul's Pantry. Sargento Foods and Packers Touchdowns are helping to alleviate hunger in Wisconsin. Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. Time to talk some X's and O's with the head coach. And Mike, late first quarter, you got a first and 10. What did you dial up and why?
Well, we got into an empty formation, and you can see it's a little unique because we have a bunch set right here, but we also have a single receiver. So with the fact that we were running, you know, Brett during the course of the game, we had some quarterback runs in the game plan, so we wanted to take advantage of selling quarterback 68 taxi. As you can see, it clearly looks like a run. They're in a good defensive call. They're in a quarter coverage, okay? So you can see the run support's coming up. You know, he's reading run. And then we have what we call a stock block here. So he comes up. He's going to stalk the all-pro corner. Great job by Trevor Davis. Selling the run. Everything looks like run to this point. And then you can see Brett does a great job selling it. And what a great route up top by Trevor. Slips him. You know, you can see right there the ability for Brett Honey to throw that ball on a move. Good throw, excellent catch. Obviously a big play for us in the game.
And you talk about going up and catching it with your hands. That was an excellent play by Trevor Davis.
Definitely. You talk about high pointing the ball. I mean, it's so important, you know, to, you know, for receivers and keeping that ball, you know, between, away from, you know, the defender. See the stock and then right there go up and high point that ball. I mean, that's big time. That's exactly what you're looking for. Great job by Trevor.
If we could, let's look at the end zone view of this.
Oh, yeah, we've got to look at the lineman, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And, yeah. Mike, I wondered how you teach this kind of moving pocket. Does everybody have somebody, or is it just it's a mass area and we're just moving that pocket to the right?
Well, we're blocking the run because we want to sell it. So, you know, we got a down block. This is taxi, so we have an anchor, you know, and then you can see we have a crack, you know, crack block there. Then we're going to, he's going to come out on the force defender. The tackle's going, so we want to build a nice wall here. You know, but we want to sell the run, try to keep our pads down, make it look like run. You can see right here, Brett is going to, he's going to look like a runner. You know, he's going to put the, you know, tuck the ball, see the communication. So right there, he's got the ball on as a runner, so we're selling it. But you can see the discipline right here of our guys, Janice and Ripkowski and McCray, to knock the cross the line of scrimmage. So it really kind of, you know, turns into like a sprint gap protection. And you can see the hinge on the backside. You see David Bakhtiari making sure there's no backside hit on Brett Hundley. But excellent job. And here's another great picture of what you were talking about earlier. Look at the high point. Man, that's pretty. Look at that. That's excellent.
Trevor Davis certainly made an impact as a return man for you this past season. Can we expect him to make a greater impact in the receiving game as he grows and develops next year?
Definitely. I mean, if you look at what Trevor's done from year one to year two, he's made a jump. So, and it's definitely, you see it on special team in the return game. Love to see him put on another 10 pounds of lean muscle mass, make that big jump, same type of, you know, level jump as a wide receiver.
Thank you, Mike. Coming up, we'll put the spotlight on the Packers rookies. Stay with us.
Just become the all-time leading sack maker in Green Bay Packers history.
Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. And Mike, if we could, let's focus on your rookies. And a couple people may not know a lot about because they missed some time. And the first one is your third-round draft choice, Montrevious Adams. In the limited amount you got to see him, what'd you see?
Oh, I'll tell you, he's explosive. I mean, I go back to the college tape at Auburn. You can see that, you know, he has that first step, and that's something that really comes natural because he's got a good spin move and pass rush. So really missed out on the opportunity of training camp being on PUP. But, you know, I thought once he got his opportunity to be up there, and he got limited reps, as we know, but I thought he improved clearly down the stretch there.
Another guy kind of in the same boat, Vince Beagle, certainly a familiar name to folks in Wisconsin. What'd you see from him?
Love his tempo, love his play style. Really had the same challenge, missing training camp, coming off of PUP, but did a lot of really good things on special teams. You know, look for Vince to take that jump and be more of an impact player on defense next year.
Mike, your top pick, Kevin King, misses the last five games with a shoulder issue. Did you see enough of him to say, hey, that young fellow's got the mystical it? What'd you think?
He's got it. I mean, he has the length. The game comes easy to him. He has great patience. He's so long and everything, but particularly when you watch him play, you know, a good read on cornerbacks is when they're covering the receiver. What is their body language at the breaking point of the route? That's something that when I'm evaluating a DB or, you know, getting ready to go against a DB offensively, what are they doing at the breaking point around it? You know, he has ice water in his veins. He's very cool and he doesn't overreact, and he really plays to his strength, and that is definitely his lane.
Thank you, Mike. Coming up, the last word from the coach. Stay with us.
We are in overtime. Season hanging in the balance for the Packers for the second week in a row. Hundley under center. He takes, hands it off the right side, has to bounce it off to the outside. Makes the turn. 20, 15, 10, 5, for the touchdown. Quick toss, Adams, left side, spins with, got the first down, and more to the end zone for the touchdown. And the Packers have won in overtime again.
Visit the Haberdasher Limited, the best quality men's clothing store in Green Bay. Offering suits, sportswear, and tailoring for men. 335 North Washington Street in Green Bay.
Welcome back. Time for the last word from the head coach. And Mike, on more than one occasion this past season, I heard you say improvement comes through evaluation, application, and continuation. Could you explain that to us?
Well, I want you to buy the book, Larry. That's my outline.
Is that the title of the book too?
Yeah, it's going to be Leadership with McCarron. So, but that's, you know, I'm a big believer in, you know, filters, developing filters for evaluation. You know, anytime you get to spots, and I just think, you know, when you're in a leadership position, you should always be evaluating, and then once you're always going to look to how you're going to apply it. And the toughest part of being successful is continuation. So that's one of the thought processes that I use in developing in our culture and how I game plan, how you hire coaching staff, you know, all those things. So evaluation, application, continuation. You're paying attention. I'm impressed.
All right, Mike. Thank you. Enjoyed it. Have a good off season, and thank you for watching. Until next time, whenever that is, take care. We'll be right back.